So this is a children's sermon, but it's for all of us, for the child in all of us. So in gratitude for Iolani Schools for the book and for bringing them to our attention. This one's called Thank You, Earth, by April Pulisser. So the theme of this sermon is, first of all, the gratitude. Thank you, Earth, for what you've given to us, this biggest kind of grace. And then the second book will be about our unique responsibility as humans to that grace, our response to it. So it's a gift and responsibility. Thank You, Earth, by April Pulisser. Here's the front cover. Water, air, light, patterns, curves, shapes, colors, things that crawl, fly, float, run, bloom, ripen. Think of everything Earth gives us. What are you most thankful for? Thank you, Earth, a love letter to our planet. Dear Earth, thank you for water and those that float, for slippery seaweed and stone. Thank you for mountains and minerals that strengthens bills and bone. Thank you for air and fishy whale breath.
Even fishy whale breath.
It's like morning breath. Thank you for colors and coastlines and beach. Thank you for tiny and towering, for trees and vines that reach. Thank you for curves and prickles and parallels, for patterns. All shapes that repeat. Thank you for leaves and stems and buds, for plant parts we can eat. Thank you for sounds and storms and seasons, for struggles and pale in-betweens. That's snow, in case anybody forgets. Thank you for rays and radials and overlapping greens. Thank you for jumbles, ingredients for soil, and bright new growth in spring. Thank you for those that crawl. Yes, all. All, even for those that sting. Thank you for sunsets, for sky room for birds, for edges eyes can roam. Thank you for beginnings, for endings, for lifetimes. Thank you for being our home. Just some notes from the author about actions you can take, and then so we'll get to the next one about what do we do with the gratitude that we feel and our dependence on the earth. So this one's called Moana the Honu Gets Help from Her Friends by Gail Omoto and Jan and Judy Dill. Okay, so here we go, Moana's big adventure. The Hawaiian value here is alulike, working together in unity, doing one's part in sync with others. Each and every day at 8:45, whatever the weather, rain or shine, Moana the Honu would leave her home to meet her friends, and off they'd roam. in and around the Pacific Sea, splashing, darting, and spinning with glee. They all were good friends, there was no doubt. Best friends forever, they'd often shout. BFFs. But one day, her friends were filled with dismay when Moana did not come out to play. They searched high and low and called her name, Moana, Moana. They shouted out loud, but she never came. What could have happened? Where could she be? They were all very worried, so they sent out a plea. We need to find our friend. Can someone please help? She's not where she usually is, at home in the kelp. Many friends heard and came to their aid, starting to search high and low. Then, suddenly, Kai remembered something, and his fear began to grow. Oh, he's remembering. They had seen a floating pile of debris just the other day. Moana had said, "Let's go near," but Kai told her, "No, stay away." And now Kai wondered, is Moana over there? Could she be in danger? Oh no, what a scare. To the surface, Kai cried, we must find the rubble. If that's where Moana is, she may be in trouble. Race. Pili was the first to step right in, soaring high when she heard Kai's cry. I can help, she said, I'll look for that pile. I can see a lot from the sky. Moana, Moana. Is that her? Pili flew above the ocean and soon let out a shout. I see her. She's stuck. Moana needs our help to get out. Nearby, Tutu overheard and urged, hurry, there's no time to spare. If she's trapped underwater, she'll struggle to breathe. Sea turtles need the air. Tutu's very wise. Tutu saw their fear and continued, for there was something else that she knew. If you all work together with the strengths that you have, you'll be surprised at what you can do. Let's go, team. With newfound courage, the friends banded together. We can do it, they all agreed. Let's go to her now. Pili, show us the way. We won't stop till Moana is freed. When they got to that place, they all jumped in, but what a chaotic mess. No matter how hard they pulled and they tugged, their friend was still in distress. Oh no. Wait a minute, cried Kai, this won't work. What did Tutu say? To each do what we can do best. It's really the only way. Let's try again, said Kai excitedly. Let there be no more delay. First Mele, you snip, next Holu, you grab, then Noah, you pull the net far away. Go, team, go. So that's what they did. They worked as a team. First a snip, then a grab, then a tug. Soon Moana was freed. Thank you, she beamed and gave each of them a hug. Oh, she's free. The animals learned a good lesson that day, that each could help, it's true. And when they worked together and did their best, there was no limit to what they could do. With each adventure, the six friends learned that Tutu was wise indeed. And when they heeded the advice Tutu gave, they knew they would succeed. God has given each of you a gift from God's great variety of spiritual gifts. Use them well to serve one another. And humans have been given a particular gift, and it's our responsibility to help the living world around us. So that's the sermon for today. Thank you, Earth.